Welcome, everyone, to The Enthusiast Life, brought to you by Gamer Goo. My name is Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. That's right, we made it to the final month of 2020. We survived it, guys, but we still got a month to go. So 2020 is still here. 2020 is not over yet. But hey, we're here towards the end. And hopefully, you know, you're just enveloping yourself in all this great gaming goodness, all these great television series, everything that's out there. I'm sure you're, if you're like me, you're at least getting through this and having some fun while doing so. Well, quick little housekeeping here, as always, before we get rolling. Don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, at MarkTurc. You can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. Loved that email yesterday from Justin regarding The Mandalorian. And I actually got some great tweets too about it. So again, let me know your thoughts on the direction and story of The Mandalorian. Where do you think it's going to go? Who do you think that Jedi is that'll reprise, that will potentially respond to the child? Let me know. Maybe a little bit of minor spoilers there. Well, hopefully you've watched the show. Not really spoiling anything there. I mean, you knew he was going to have to come in contact with the Jedi, right, at some point. But yeah, please let me know. I would love to know. And if you want to help support the show as well, and get exclusive early access to the Patreon podcast, which you're going to actually be getting tomorrow. I'm going to put that in the regular feed tomorrow. But if you want early access to that, you can find that information down below and find out how you can also get access to our Enthusiast Life Discord. So if you want some access to that as well, get in there and just have some great conversations with us. You can get access to that. But just follow that link down below. Well, let's talk about what's been going on here. So as I've been talking in terms of games, I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Really kind of just settled into my own. I talked about that a little bit more last week. Just the way that game kind of doles out its story and kind of is putting you on these mini arcs. Just really enjoying it, really enjoying the combat. It's got its hooks in me, so I'm really, really having fun. Well, that made me start thinking about a show that my wife and I started watching really years ago when it debuted, and that is History Channel's Vikings. And we never continued with that. We watched, like, I think the first two seasons all the way through, and then about half, maybe not even half, of the third season, and then just fell off. Part of that was at the same time we were moving into our new house, and it just, I don't know, things just didn't work out for us to keep up with it. So, in light of Assassin's Creed Valhalla and me just kind of having Vikings on the mind, I was talking to my wife last night, and I said, hey, you know, what show are we watching right now? Because we kind of wrapped Ratchet up and kind of not sure what else we're going to watch. And I said, you know, is there any shows we haven't really watched? And here I am trying to lead her down the path of Vikings. And I'm like, she's like, I don't know. I said, why don't we go back and start watching Vikings? I said, you know, because we actually just watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves the other night, was on TV. And so we watched some Lord of the Rings. We're kind of into this, you know, kind of not necessarily fantasy, but, you know, kind of that medieval type show. And she was like, yeah, why don't we? So found it. It was on Prime. We watched the first two episodes last night. And it's funny watching that show now, having played Valhalla, you can tell, like, Vikings was a major influence on Valhalla. Obviously, you know, of course, it's the Viking time period, and I'm sure both creators of both the series and of Assassin's Creed Valhalla really are pulling from the historical side of Viking times, you know, and Ragnar Lothbrok, because he's not necessarily a character within Valhalla, but you get references to him that, and you learn of his group of Vikings having crossed the ocean before and made their way to England. So you're seeing traces of them as you're over there, where the Viking series is about Ragnar Lothbrok. But, you know, little things like you, when you see the Earl that Ragnar and his team, or his team and his, you know, mates, if you want to say, kind of have their allegiance to, and his son is going through the process of kind of the maturity process, and, you know, the Earl gives him this arm ring, and that's one of the things in Valhalla that every time you go to one of these areas and basically go through their little story and get their allegiance to you, or you know, you pledge your allegiance to them as well, they give you these arm rings. And so when I saw that last night, I was like, oh, that's that thing that Vikings must have done. When you would pledge your allegiance, you would get this ring that you would then put on, and it would show that you were loyal to this group, or, you know, this Earl, this king, whatever it is. And so it's kind of neat to see that. And I mean, it's great because, you know, the episodes are fairly short. I mean, they're 42 minutes long. You know, there was a television series, so when you're watching them on Prime, I mean, you just breeze right through them. We breeze through those two episodes quick. And I don't know. We'll see, you know, if we can keep up with that. I think we're gonna, you know, Travis Fimmel is awesome as an actor. He always, to me, looks like Charlie Hunnam. He looks very similar to him, but he is perfect. And even when I see Eivor in Assassin's Creed, you can tell they really kind of modeled him after Travis. Like, there's a lot of this television series in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, but we're enjoying it. I have a feeling we're gonna keep up with it, because it's right now I'm all about the Viking mindset, just because of how much I'm enjoying Valhalla. It makes me wonder, like, when Cyberpunk comes out next week, like, I'm gonna dip into that, but like, I just think the pull is gonna be there for me still to just keep kind of chugging through Valhalla. Because I mean, I'm only, look to my time, I think I'm 25 hours in, and you know, I'm hearing people saying it's taking like up to 60 to 70 hours to get through this game. Now, I'm pretty much right now mainlining it, just kind of doing those main story quests. Sometimes if I come across a little side mystery or quest that's there, I'm kind of going that route, but otherwise I'm just kind of following the main line. But when you look at the amount of arcs, like, I've looked at the walkthrough of what's coming up, there's still a lot. And each one of those, like I said, can take 2 to 3 hours depending. So it's like, man, I got a ways to go in this game. But it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's a game that's definitely going to be well worth your money, right? It's because there's so much kind of built into that game. So, but yeah, we're enjoying Valhalla or Vikings, which I'm enjoying both. My wife is enjoying Vikings, which is kind of neat. We did get a trailer yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this. Go check this out if you haven't. Universal Studios Japan put out a trailer for Super Nintendo World, which we knew was coming. This was something that is actually coming to the one here in Florida at some point. But it's set to open February 4th of 2021. So only just, 3 months away, 2 months away, is going to be opening in Japan. And some of these pictures and this trailer are just mind-blowing. So the coolest thing they have is there's actually a Mario Kart-themed roller coaster that's going to be in there, that's kind of housed inside this Bowser's castle that you're going to go into. And the coolest part about it is you put on these AR, so augmented reality glasses, that have Mario's hat on the top. So it's just cool. It looks like you're wearing Mario's hat. That use the AR technology and projection technology for riders while you're riding on this roller coaster. So they said there's even, I guess as you're doing it, it's even displaying things on the screen. So you may not even win. There's little steering wheels that are on there that you're kind of using. You can use power-ups and things like that while you're riding. It looks so cool. And even just the world itself, you know, outside of just that ride, like when you just see it. Like, we saw pictures of it and you could see like what almost looked like a Super Mario 3D World level. That's exactly what it is. It looks so cool, guys. This is like something that if you had shown 7-year-old me that this place existed, I probably would have passed out. Like, it looks incredible. It's like a fever dream of a Mario theme park. It is so cool, and I can't wait for this to open up in Florida. I think I've said it before. I've never been to Universal, and I'm definitely not going to Universal till this thing opens, because it's like, that's going to be just something that is going to be a sight to behold. Like, it looks great. Now, of course, coming in February, they are going to be using, you know, COVID restrictions. Obviously, I think right now they currently are. I'm assuming at that point we probably still will be as well. So who knows how many people. I think they already said like 50% capacity right now is what they're allowing in Universal in Japan. So it's going to be a while for a lot of people to kind of get through there. But it's great. And I think that just the idea of them using augmented reality is such a Nintendo thing. Like, it's such a, you know, I don't know. Nintendo always kind of seems to be like, almost adding like that toy feature. You know, Nintendo always, you know, they always say that they're more of a toy company. I think them kind of putting that AR feeling and kind of creating those glasses with the little Mario cap on it just is such in their wheelhouse, you know. And I hope that this is something we may start seeing on some other rides, is bringing AR technology to more rides out there. Like, you know, right now you have a lot of rides that use 3D glasses. You know, if you ever go on Flight of Passage at Disney, like, that's a big thing that you put on there. We actually went on, and when we went to SeaWorld last, they had a virtual reality roller coaster. And, you know, I mean, you were straight up putting on what almost seemed like an Oculus or something like that, kind of strapped there. And that's cool. But I think AR makes it that much better, because then with that, then you're still getting the visuals of you being on the roller coaster, because that was what kind of took away from that VR roller coaster, was you're getting the sensation, and that's neat, But it was still kind of like, I don't know, just kind of breaking the experience. Where I think with AR glasses, you know, you're still seeing the world passing by as you're riding that ride. And I just think that's would be great. So hopefully we're going to see that now moving forward more. I don't know of any other ride that does that. So this could be the first one in the world to do that. You know, I'm sure there may be some other ones that maybe do that in some other places. But I think this will be the most high profile. And as long as it works well, I think it's something we're going to start seeing. And then, you know, I would love to see then what is Disney going to do with that kind of technology? You know, I mean, a simple ride that comes to mind for me that they could probably put it on is, you know, think of the redoing Splash Mountain, right? With Princess the Frog. There's a perfect ride. Totally reskin that ride with Princess and the Frog and put some AR glasses with that technology. It, look, not exactly the most, stressful ride, if you want to say. It's not on the roller coaster level, but that would be something cool that kids could experience. Hell, even the Tron ride. Add that to the Tron. I mean, that would just fit into the world of Tron. I mean, just imagine the AR things they could throw at you and the projections that you could see layered on with that AR technology on the Tron ride. I mean, granted, there already is a Tron ride in other places and, you know, in some of the other parks. I think there's two of them right now. But totally redo that here for the one that's going to be in Orlando would just be awesome. So, but Super Nintendo World, man, it just looks to be so, so cool. Let's shift gears over to some more video game stuff. Actually, today, so if you're hanging out today and you're going to be around at 4 p.m. Eastern, so it's 1 p.m. Pacific, the big Fortnite event is happening today. Now, you may say, hey, I'm not a Fortnite fan. I don't care about this. But the big deal is it's comic book related today. That's right. Galactus is coming to Fortnite today. So they've been doing, obviously, the big Marvel event. That's kind of been their big season over the last, you know, couple months here. So we have all these characters in there. Believe me, my kids play the hell out of it still right now. Big day today in our house because Galactus is coming to Fortnite. What does this mean and what is it going to be? As always, we don't know. It's always a mystery how these things play out. People have actually found a way to glitch to see Galactus's head sticking out of the water. So we kind of have seen what his head is going to look like. But we don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to come? Is he going to just destroy the map and there's going to be a new map? Is he just going to eat the planet? Is Silver Surfer maybe and all the other heroes that have been unlockable skins going to battle him and fight him off? I don't know. Are players going to have to fight him off? Who knows? Like, this is just something that is, you know, a total mystery. And I'll be honest, like, I don't usually watch these things as they happen live. My kids tell me and I'll check a video out. Nah, that's cool. You know, whatever. I'm going to be glued to that screen today to see what the heck this is going to be because I can't wait to see what they do. If you remember, this kind of tied into even some of the Marvel comic books. Like, he kind of even had some storylines that kind of bled into going into this event with Thor and all that. So I would say if you are home and you have Fortnite, again, today, 4 p.m. Eastern, get yourself in there and just see exactly what Galactus is going to do. And if not, at least put it on Twitch because, you know, everybody and their mother is going to be streaming it. It'll be the number one thing at Twitch at this time. And yeah, I'm sure you can check out Ninja or whoever else you want to watch over there. Many people will be streaming this. Let's see. Speaking more about some comic books, over the weekend on November 29th, the rights of Daredevil were transferred back to Marvel again. So essentially now Disney owns the rights to Marvel. And if you notice, I actually saw this trending over the weekend. There was the hashtag Save Daredevil was kind of running. It was the number one thing trending on Twitter. Couple things though about that is, as far as I know, they don't have the rights to the show that was on Netflix, but obviously the character. So Marvel can do whatever they want. They can bring him into the MCU, do whatever they want. Now the issue is, does Disney go ahead and hire Charlie Cox? Do they bring in, you know, D'Onofrio to play Kingpin? I sure hope they do. I mean, I know fans out there, I know everybody does. Like, we want to have that Daredevil, and I don't see why they wouldn't. Why not do that, right? I mean, they've already essentially, if you think about, now granted, it's not the MCU, but he is in the MCU because you're kind of licensing him from Sony, but I mean, you have now Jamie Foxx, you know, coming into Spider-Man. You know, J.K. Simmons coming in back as J. Jonah. Like, this would just fit with that. Like, take the acknowledgement of what these actors have done with those characters. Those are the actors that people know as these characters and bring them in. So, you know, you could just as easily have a D'Onofrio be a villain in Spider-Man, or have him have an appearance, and then down the line that can happen, you know, or have Daredevil appear in Spider-Man. Like, there are ways that they could bleed this in. I mean, maybe have them make a couple appearances in the MCU show and then ultimately give them their own show and just act like we know the history. I mean, they did that with Spider-Man. We didn't get the origin story of Spider-Man. They just brought him in to Civil War and just said, yep, we know you know who he is, and just moved forward with it, right? Why not do the same for Daredevil? Just say, yes, we know you know the story of Daredevil, even though, of course, it's not as widely known as Spider-Man. There haven't been essentially two film, multiple films of this character's origins with multiple actors. Hey, we've only had one television show on Netflix, but you know what? Rather than go back and backtrack, you know what this actor what he brings to the table. We're just going to throw him into these movies and have him be there. I think that would be the best way to do it. And then even D'Onofrio, I mean, you could maybe potentially dive a little bit deep more into his story and you know, maybe not how he became the Kingpin, but just he not go through his rise to power, just he's in power, you know, in Spider-Man, and they could just bring him in that way. But I really hope they bring those characters in and those actors, because I know they're very, you know, beloved. And if you think about it, I mean, Daredevil really, it was the first show on Netflix that just people just, first Marvel show on Netflix, people just gushed over, right? I mean, it was the show when it first came out, and then obviously led to all the other, shows that had kind of come out there down in Hell's Kitchen. So it's something that I think would be really, really cool for them to acknowledge, and it's something that obviously fans really, really want. One other quick little Marvel bit here before we wrap up the show, and that is, if you go now and watch Black Panther, this is really, really cool what they've done. They made a intro. Now, when you watch it on Disney Plus, it is a whole new kind of, you know, the little cinematic, the Marvel Studios thing that runs in the beginning. They created one for Chadwick Boseman. So as far as I know, when you watch it now on Disney Plus, it will feature scenes of Boseman as the Black Panther from the multiple films that he did. And it's just awesome. And they actually released it on his birthday. Very, very cool. Great acknowledgement, to the fantastic actor. He would have been 44 years of age on November 29th. And obviously gone way too quickly, you know, before his time. And just the mark that he was able to make just in that short time, not only as Black Panther, but all the other roles that he was able to play, many of them iconic, many of them, you know, represent, African-American icons and heroes through the years. I mean, that was one of the coolest things about what he did. And you could tell he really chose his roles with some thought into that as well, and every role that he chose. So really cool for Disney to do that. And you can go check that out. I've seen it on Twitter. And as far as I know, when you watch Black Panther now on Disney Plus, it rolls before it. So go check that out. We actually, just speaking of Black Panther real quick, we watched yesterday the cosplay episode of Marvel 616. And great episode, number one, just getting into cosplay and kind of seeing all that. But there's a girl on there who does, or a woman, who does a Shuri Black Panther. And she looked awesome. And it just had me thinking of, like, man, if that's what they do with Black Panther 2. Because obviously it happens in the comic books, and they talk about that a little bit in the show. Like, that would be, it's just going to be great. So I really hope they go that route. And it even plays in, like, you know, at that point, T'Challa is unable to be Black Panther. He's sickened or whatever. So that's why she takes up the mantle. They could easily do that in the film. And not only then, you know, just acknowledge his passing, but also, you know, make it where it keeps in line with the comics and also honors, you know, what Chadwick did with T'Challa. I think it would be really, really cool. So we'll see if they go that route. But all right, guys, well, let's wrap it up there. Again, tomorrow you will be getting the patron episode in the feed. So be on the lookout for that. As always, big thanks to GamerGoo for continuing to support the show. You can find the link down below. If you head on over to GamerGoo.com, it's a great inexpensive gift for the holidays for that gamer in your life. It's that antiperspirant for your hand. And be sure to use promo code TEL, T-E-L, and save yourself 10% off your order today. It also helps the show. So if you want to help support the show, it's a great way to do it. Check out GamerGoo. Use your code TEL, T-E-L, and save yourself 10% off your order today. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me. So enjoy the Patreon episode tomorrow, and I will be back Thursday. So until then, we'll catch you next time.